Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEEI and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. It's Wednesdays with AC, Alex Korer, brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM this summer, Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style, minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And joining us live on the Harbor One Hotline is indeed Alex Korer. What's up, AC? How are you?
What's going on?
See, it sounds like you got the air on over there. Must be hot.
It's hot out there. I mean, it's hot for you guys. This is kind of like November 15th back home in Puerto Rico.
85. Yeah, you know, Alex, I'm glad you mentioned that because I was giving these guys a hard time. And really, the people of the great state of Massachusetts for, like, canceling school and canceling games because of a heat advisory. They don't really get that. Like, you don't cancel stuff because it's hot, right?
No, not really.
Right? I mean, it's just, there's big babies
He's
over here.
He's calling everybody soft.
They're soft. It's like they can't get anything over 80 degrees, Alex.
I was telling that. Actually, my boys, they're three. And early in the season, in snow, and it was cold and all that. The other day, they went out, you know, to run the bikes, whatever. And then they went to the yard. And all of a sudden, they told them, "Mom, it's hot." I'm like, no, it's not
Thank
hot.
You.
It's not hot.
Get
it's 78. It's 78. Come on. Yeah,
exactly.
We're getting used to this. I mean, they're going to be hopefully around this weather, you know, for a while for them. So I guess 85 is going to be hot for them.
Look at your series with Miami. So you get the washout and you get the cold weather temperatures like in the 40s or 50s. And so Miami's coming up here saying, we don't want to play in this weather. They come back up for the makeup game on Monday. It's like 100 degrees. It's unbelievable, the difference.
This weekend is going to be in the 60s.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. let me start before we get into the game itself. The crowd was booing last night. The Houston Astros, and I'm wondering what was your reaction, because you were part of all of that, yet you're in the Red Sox dugout now, and they love you. Your team is winning, so they love you here.
Yeah, and that's something, whenever you guys asked me the last 3 weeks, I always felt it was going to be interesting, right? So, to be honest with you, when they were booing them and they were, you know, screaming at Jose, you know, I felt it too, I got to be honest, and it's kind of like ironic, right? Because I'm managing the Red Sox, and me and Marwin, we haven't heard too much about us, you know. And then they show up and they get booed, and you know, for a moment there, you know, I mean, you're like, I was part of that, you know. And like I've been saying all along, people can judge us and they can do whatever. We thought actually in New York it was going to be rough on us, and it wasn't. Actually, it was tougher yesterday for us than it was in New York, and I understand that part, and I've been saying all along, I know people don't agree with what we did. They don't agree with me being the manager of the Red Sox, and I understand that, but we got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, it's helping this team to win games, but yesterday was a tough night, to be honest with you. I'm not going to hide it. It was a tough one.
You know, Alex, I always find it interesting when you see two pitchers that just kind of throw the ball real well, dominate lineups, whatever you want, and then the very next outing, you get to face the team again, and it looked like Framber kind of same approach, just with Martin, the location was way off. You know, the changeup, like Maltonado,
different lineup
everything,
too,
right?
Different lineup.
Yeah,
I mean they had Correa, Tucker, Brantley, Maldonado, who has good numbers against him. So it wasn't exactly the same lineup as Houston had last week. And I do believe the stuff was good. Location was bad. The 0-2 changeup to Martin changed the whole game. Mm-hmm. Slice step changeup up in the zone. They get the base hit. And I'm not sure if he's a veteran, but he understood yesterday going into the game, we needed seven at least, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they score runs, and you could see, you know, he was trying to do too much. We actually, as a coaching staff, we try to do something that we never do, right? We walk Bradman to try to get a ground ball in the second inning. But it was just a weird game. They put some good swings. It started off with a fly ball to left field, and it was a home run. So not a good night for Martin, not a good night for us. But we were talking about it. A lot of people, they were talking about how aggressive we were Monday with our bullpen. There's not a guarantee you're going to win the next day, right, if you save your bullpen. So we won Monday. We lost yesterday. So today we feel good about ourselves. We got Nate. They got Odorizzi, and let's see what happens.
Real quick on that, because I know when Perez came out, we were talking about it, thinking, doing the game, like, man, how are they going to get through this game, right? And you want to be able to save your high guys. So my guess was that, you know, you win this game tonight, you're going to look back at that outing from Andres and that outing from Work and that outing from Valdez to save that pen.
Pretty similar to what Valdez did in, I think it was a doubleheader against the White Sox early on.
Yeah.
That Valdi pitch in game one and game two and helps the bullpen to rest and to reset everything. What Andres did yesterday, besides the three innings, he threw the ball well. That was a good sign. Good fastball yesterday. But then he goes three and Ward goes two. Valdi did a good job. And that you need those. You know, at one point I was like, when we have first and third, I think it was, with one out or no outs, and like, well, if we're going to pull this, you know, if we're going to make a comeback, we better tie it right away. Let's not just be close 7-4, 7-5, because then you feel like, okay, we got a chance. Although there were a lot of people down, but you have to maneuver the bullpen differently. You might have to use somebody that you really don't want to, because we do believe we can score runs off their bullpen, but I'm not saying I'm glad that it stayed that way, but I'm glad the guys threw the ball well towards the end of the game.
So, you know, I don't know if, you know, what we talk about more, you know, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots or who's batting leadoff. I feel like it's like we're
Christian, you too, man. Come
yeah,
on.
I know.
I thought you wanted to talk hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, you know, I got to. Yeah. Who do you think Tukaraska started in net today?
Danny Santana's leading off today.
Yeah. I know. I just think it's fun. I feel like people put so much like emphasis on it. And at the point I'm saying, like, I mean, does it even matter? Like, is it, why can't it be just, you know, by committee? Like, why does it have to, why does somebody have to be like the guy? I'm sure maybe you would like it to be that way, but at this point in time, based on the way things are going, I mean, this is just status quo, right?
Yeah, we're trying to find good matchups, and Christian did a good job 2 days ago. Yesterday, he didn't get on. Well, he got hit by a pitch, but he didn't get on. It doesn't mean that we're not going to lead him off anymore. But today, there's a righty on the mound. Danny, he's a switch hitter. We'll give him a shot. Enrique will lead off at one point, and we got to keep working on this. I've been saying all along, the 2-3-4-5, they're pretty solid, and actually 2-3-4-5-6 now with Hunter the way he's swinging the bat. So somebody is going to get hot at one point. Enrique did it 2 weeks ago and set the table for the big boys, and hopefully Danny can have good at-bats today and help us out to set up the table for them, and we can score a bunch of runs.
Yeah, you know, how much, you know, do you pay attention to, like, you know, the world, you know, United States baseball team? Like, you had a couple guys, Duran. do you pay attention to that at all? Will you pay attention to the Olympics?
You don't pay attention to that. Come on. Were you paying attention to the qualifier?
Yeah, he's been following.
What about the Olympics, though? Like, when I mean, is that real baseball?
You're well prepared.
He's
watching the women's softball World Series. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Is that,
he's a well-rounded guy.
Well, like, will you even pay attention to the Olympics? Is that, like, considered real baseball to you?
It's an exhibition sport, right?
I mean, so no, the competition is what? How many? What do you?
I do pay attention. I do pay attention because we actually
baseball. Is it minor leagues?
Right now is in that tournament, Team USA had a bunch of guys that are not playing in the big leagues. You know, some minor leaguers. Mm-hmm. Dominican Republic has a lot of guys that they're out of baseball. Winter Bowl guys, Puerto Rico, a lot of semi-pro guys that were there. So, I mean, it's an okay competition.
All right. Let me
I'm
ask
trying
you.
To think if I should put some money on Team USA or Tokyo Olympics.
You put money on God, please. Let me ask you about Chris Sale. And as a guy who is a former media guy, you know how this works with us. Suddenly, yes. You bring him back out on the field, and we're going, whoop. And especially your team is in the race here. We're going, whoop. You add Chris Sale into this rotation, and uh-oh, great things could happen. So how do you avoid that pressure? I heard him get asked the question yesterday, would he be willing to come back and pitch an inning or two or come out of the bullpen? He said, absolutely. I would do whatever they want me to do right away. How do you deal with this?
I learned in 19 that you got to be careful with those situations. Although Nate's injury wasn't, you know, he wasn't coming back from Tommy John surgery, but I do believe we put Nate in a bad spot. I don't want to say rushing him, but saying, okay, we need help in the bullpen. Let's put him in the bullpen. And you saw what happened. He's struggling in the bullpen, then we put him in the rotation. He's struggling in the rotation. So you got to make sure you take care of the individual. And, you know, whenever he's ready to pitch, we'll make decisions based on that. Obviously, you know, he will pitch this season. Everything goes the way it's going right now. As far as like bullpen and rotation, you know, Chris Sale is a guy that, you know, you pitch every 5 days, and he's been one of the best lefties in the big leagues. That's the way I see it. Obviously, we'll have conversations through his process and see where we at, and hopefully, you know, he's healthy enough that he's going to contribute. That's the way I see it. We've been very patient with this, and the fact that he threw yesterday, it was a great sign. Now there's a countdown, but we don't know, you know, we're not going to throw a number or a month or a month and a half or 2 months, whatever it is. We're just happy that he's in a good spot right now, and we do believe he's going to contribute.
So are you ruling out any bullpen for him coming out of the bullpen?
I'm not ruling it out, but I do believe Chris, every 5 days, you know, he's a force, and we got to make sure, you know, we take care of the player. And that's what he used to be, although he can come in and finish a game, you know, in the World Series to get three outs. We know that. We can
pretty
use
good
him.
Then. Huh?
Yeah, he was really good, but we got to be careful because this is not only for this year. This is also for the future. This guy is too important for us just for us to be selfish and say, okay, go to the bullpen or go to the rotation, whatever. We have to make sure we make the right decision, and he will be part of the decision in the conversations.
You know, Alex, you got a kid in Bobby Dalbec, and I know the start of the year there was some metrics and hard-hit balls, and then he went through a stretch. I think it was 0 for 24. Then he got hot for 10, 11 days, and now he's sitting at 3 for 38 again. Like, what are you talking to him about? I mean, his head's got to be all over the place. Is this one of those things where you stuck with him, you thought he got it right, but maybe you got to maybe reduce some of that playing time? How does it work with a kid like this?
Yeah, just keep putting work before. I do believe it's timing. I think, as you know, we can talk about mechanics and, you know, your path and your hip and shifting your weight, but if you're not on time, you're not going to recognize pitches. And this is something Manny always talked. And Manny was, you know, you think all these guys know hitting and they have it figured out. Manny was a guy that worked hard on his craft, and he asked a lot of questions. But at the end of the day, his number one key for hitting was be on time. Because if you're on time, you're going to see the ball, you're going to make better decisions, and you're going to swing strikes. And right now, I do believe Bobby is in between. You know, he's taking pitches, borderlines that, you know, that we'll take that one, but there's certain pitches that we know he can do damage to, and he's not swinging at them. He's chasing pitches down his zone. And, you know, he put a great swing in New York, and it was a game-changer swing, but we do believe he can be consistent, and we're going to keep working with him.
A terrific weekend in New York, and once again, to come from behind, you've got 21 of them on the course of the season. Why is that the case? You guys never seem to be out of games now. Is that an attitude thing?
I believe so. I think this guy's first things first, the rotation has given us a chance to do that, right? They go five or six innings. They don't score too many runs, even in the nights that they struggle, although yesterday that happened and game number three happened too. But usually it's three runs, at the most four runs, and we know offensively – we're two at-bats away from changing the game. And in New York, for example, it was Richards for five innings, right? And Darwinson comes in, and I told our bench, I told Will and Carlos, I said, if Darwinson shuts them down here, we have a good shot here, because all the righties were coming and they had a lefty, and he did the job. Marwin hits a home run, and then we kept going. And you know, I think offensively we still can get better. I do believe, you know, we're swinging too much at pitches out of the edge, in the edge of the strike zone, but we're always two good at bats, two at bats away from making something happen, and they've been doing that the whole season.
You know, Alex, Sunday night after that win, Bogaerts was on ESPN, and we had a chuckle here because we heard Brett Gardner say some things in that conference. But we saw the video, we saw the smiles. He actually said, "I'm half joking." But it seemed like Xander, I don't know, you tell me, that the team sort of used that, because it seems like very Patriot-like, right? Just sort of make up some motivation. Let's go kill him.
You got to brainwash, it's
like,
Alex.
It's like, yeah. No, there's no Kool-Aid here.
Were the guys talking about that? Were they fired
up?
They
talk about it the whole weekend. And no, man, they – no. It's just – it's funny because this guy, you know, the whole season, everything he looks at is the power rankings.
Xander.
And trying to find – yeah, Xander. Try the power rankings, you know, and yeah. Trying to find something else that is going on just to, you know, fool around, joking around. And he never mentioned Gardner the whole weekend. And then I heard about it. I'm like, listen to this guy. One thing we knew going into Yankee Stadium, we have lost – what is it? It was 18 out of 19 or something like that, yeah. Right? Yeah. 11-game winning, losing streak, and we talk about it the first day. We like, if we want to pull this off, if we want to be part of the best teams in the American League East and we want to win it, you have to win games here. And the first day we did it, and they just kept playing good baseball. But Gardner didn't have to do anything with what we were trying to accomplish that weekend.
That's wrong, though, with making stuff up to
yeah, I know, right? Power rankings. Right. Use the power rankings. Yeah. He loves the power rankings. He'll text me every Monday at 10 a.m. We're number six in the nation. I'm like, oh.
You should create like a fake power ranking and always have you guys be like last and just be like, look at this guy. Who's this Lou Maloney character? That would be perfect.
That'd be great, right? That'd be great.
That'd be good. All right, Alex, we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck in the rest of the week here against Houston.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see you later. That is Alex Cor joining us as he does each and every Wednesday right here on OMF. We'll get back into the Bruins. If you have not heard yet, Tuukka Rask is the starter tonight. You for it or are you against it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.